Hi there, good morning. This is Mangalam Malu from CNBC TV 18, giving you all the cues you need to know ahead of trade this Friday morning. Remember, just one day to go ahead of the weekend. Not been a good week so far. The Sensex and the Nifty down 1% each. The Nifty Bank and Midcaps have underperformed, down about 1.3% and 1.8% respectively. Broader markets are seeing a bit of pain. Are macro chickens coming home to roost? That's the big question, because the cost of money is increasing. Indian 10-year bond yields closing in on that 7.9% mark. The US 10-year bond yields at a 7-year high, close to around that 3.12% mark. The rupee, much expensive as against the dollar, because 67.8 is the level we saw, closer to 16-17 month high. And Brent crude prices near that $80 per barrel mark. Brent crude touching that $80 per barrel mark is a little worrisome, primarily because the India Union budget of FY19 assumes crude prices to be around that $57.5 per barrel mark. Headlines from the world, not very encouraging. Trump says, "I doubt China trade negotiations will succeed." Pentagon says that they have no plans to scale back military operations in South Korea. So the two things we had some hope from have seen a bit of volatility. As a result of this, the foreign institutional investors, they're pulling out money from our markets. They've sold about 15,400 crores in the cash market in this fiscal so far. But that's where all the pessimism ends. Let's take a note of all the optimistic cues this Friday morning. DII inflows, the domestic institutional investors have pumped in 600 crore more than the FIIs have sold in FY19. 15,900 crores pumped in by the domestic institutional investors. Strong earnings this week. The likes of Hindustan Unilever, Bajaj Finance, Jyoti Labs, all of them have moved anywhere between 6 to 30% post numbers. So individual stocks are being rewarded. We'll watch out for how Bajaj Auto and Ashok Leyland fare in trade today, given it's their numbers. And both of them we have the volume data for. They're doing fairly well. With all that, we need to keep an eye out on a couple of levels for the Nifty. We're currently at the 20-day moving average of 10,685. Let's see which way the camel turns. At the lower level, the series low has been 10,602. And at the higher level, the series high has been a couple of hundred points away from here, 10,929. But at the lower levels, most important, 10,602. And the maximum open interest in index puts is at 10,500. Those are two levels I'll be watching out for. In terms of stocks, reacting to good numbers, we'll have Bajaj Finance, Bajaj Finserv, Balkrishna Industries, Lux Industries, as well as Coffee Day. And adverse reactions expected on the likes of Voltas, Central Bank of India, as well as Biocon, which has around 7 observations for its Bengaluru facility given by the US FDA. With that, it's a wrap on this podcast. Have a good trading Friday.